Welcome to the Science Signaling Podcast for May 19, 2009. I'm Annalisa Van Hook. In this episode, we'll discuss the function of the TRPM1 cation channel in melanocytes with Elena Wansha, first author of a research article published in the May 12th issue of Science Signaling. Dr. Wansha spoke to me on the phone from her office at Brown University. Welcome, Dr. Wansha.
Thank you.
Your paper is about TRPM1, which is a cation channel. Can you tell us a little bit about these proteins and what they do?
TRPM1 or TRPM1 is a member of a large family of ion channels, TRP family of ion channels, that are known to mediate sensory transduction at the level of single cells. And these ion channels have been involved in vision, hearing, taste, olfaction, pheromone sensation, mechanosensation, thermosensation. And what they have in common, they're all ion channels with six transmembrane domains. And the big family of TRP channels is divided into seven subfamilies, one of which is TRPM. The name of the TRPM subfamily is based on the former name of the founding member, which happens to be TRPM1. TRPM1 was initially called melastatin, and later was renamed as TRPM1. So TRPM family contains eight channels, TRPM1 and seven other members.
What makes TRPM1 different from its other family members? How does it distinguish itself?
TRPM1 was initially found about 10 years ago in a study by Duncan et al., where they look at two melanoma cell lines that were derived from the same parent melanoma line. And these two melanomas evolved to be very different. One of the lines was non-invasive, while the other one had a much higher potential to form metastasis, was much more aggressive. So in the study, they wanted to see what is different between the two cell lines, what proteins or mRNAs make the two types of tumors so different. And what they found was that a novel gene, which they named melastatin, was expressed at higher levels in the non-invasive melanoma compared to the aggressive melanoma. In other words, they found that downregulation of this gene, melastatin, was correlated with increased potential for melanoma metastasis. Melastatin, the way it was initially discovered, turned out to be a fragment or perhaps a splice variant of TRPM1. Further studies identified the full sequence and found that it has the molecular structure of an ion channel. And subsequent studies showed that not only in mouse but also in humans, TRPM1 levels correlate with the aggressiveness of melanoma. And as a result of these studies, TRPM1 is used clinically to estimate the metastatic potential of human melanoma. And this is a characteristic only of TRPM1 and not other members of the TRPM family of ion channels.
So the amount of TRPM1 that is expressed by particular melanoma cells correlates with their invasiveness. Is it known how TRPM1 affects the aggressiveness of these melanoma cells?
The mechanism by which TRPM1 affects melanoma aggressiveness is not known, and to get to that mechanism, we first need to understand the function of TRPM1 at the cellular level.
And TRPM1 is an ion channel.
That's right.
So you looked at the channel activity of TRPM1, and that is its ability to carry different types of ion currents. And what did you find?
So first, we tried to express TRPM1 and measure a current, and we are unsuccessful. And in fact, in the TRP field, was known that unlike other TRP ion channels, when you express TRPM1 in a heterologous system, cells did not yield any ionic current. And we reasoned that perhaps the cDNA sequence that we had and was published was not complete, or that maybe there are other splice variants of the channel that would be better at generating a current. So to increase our chance to see a TRPM1 current, we went back and looked for expression of different splice variants.
You hypothesized that perhaps then you didn't have the full version of the protein. You didn't have a complete sequence, or that maybe you had an incorrect sequence.
Yeah. So we reasoned that perhaps the cDNA sequence of TRPM1 was not the full sequence, or that maybe other splice variants of the channels could generate an ionic current. And indeed, we found that there were at least 5 internal splice variants of the ion channel, and these splice variants were expressed in melanocytes, retina, and brain. And I want to emphasize splice variants of the ion channel because it has been known that there are many splice variants of TRPM1, but most of these splice variants encode very short proteins missing the 6 transmembrane domain that forms the pore of the channel. So these variants that we found were expressed in melanocytes, retina, and brain cDNA libraries. And of the 5 isoforms that we identified, 2 of them are generated by novel exons, the N-terminal. And this one gives rise to 92 plus TRPM1. It generates a protein that is 92 amino acids longer than the previously identified TRPM1. The other novel splice isoform contains an exon that is in the genomic sequence before what was thought to be the beginning of the 5' UTR of TRPM1. So this exon was not part of the TRPM1 gene before, but it contains a start codon in frame with the old TRPM1 start site. What is very exciting about this variant is that is highly conserved in all the species that we looked at, from mouse and rat to elephant and chicken. Basically, all the animals we looked at had a highly conserved region in the N-terminal that was highly homologous to the amino acids that are coded by this exon.
Are all of these splice variants translated? Do they generate proteins that differ in their function or in their physiology?
We don't know yet whether the splice variants have different functions in cells. We know that only 2 of the splice variants, the ones that are generated by the novel exons, are able to generate a current in melanoma cells. But this could be because only these isoforms are targeted to the plasma membrane where we record the current. So when we investigated differences in the cellular localization of these isoforms, we found that all of them are predominantly intracellular. And they appear to be localized to vesicular structures that are highly dynamic in cells. And a very small portion of the channels might be localized to the plasma membrane, allowing us to record the current.
This ion channel then is localized to vesicular membranes. Would it be carrying current within the cell, or do you think it's performing some other function on the vesicular membrane?
There are 2 possibilities. One is that TRPM1 can carry current across the vesicular membranes and have a role in these vesicular structures. The other possibility is that the number of channels at the plasma membrane can be regulated by inserting more TRPM1 vesicles into the plasma membrane. This is a mechanism that has been shown to function for other channels and TRP channels in particular. So the vesicular structure could be part of an additional regulatory mechanism for TRPM1 at the plasma membrane.
So the vesicles could maybe just act as a place to store TRPM1 so that when the cell wanted to put a lot of it out in the plasma membrane, it would be there and ready to go.
Exactly. So in this way, the channel is not just turned on and off by extracellular signals or voltage changes, but there is an additional regulatory mechanism that allows the number of channels to be regulated, and then the channels can be turned on and off.
You mentioned earlier that TRPM1 is also known as melanostatin, and it was first identified in melanoma cells. Is it only present in cells that make the pigment melanin?
We don't know. We didn't look at other tissues for the purpose of this study. We focused on melanocytes because TRPM1 was first identified from melanoma cells, which are derived from melanocytes, and it also plays an important role in melanoma, so we thought it would be a good place to start looking at TRPM1 function. So We have found that reducing the levels of TRPM1 in melanocytes led to reduced melanin accumulation in the cells. And moreover, we found that a similar correlation exists in naturally occurring situation. When we compared melanocytes from light skin to melanocytes from dark skin, we found that dark skin melanocytes have more melanin and higher levels of TRPM1, while light skin melanocytes have less melanin and correspondingly lower levels of TRPM1. And this result suggests that there is a correlation between the level of TRPM1 and the melanin that is stored in cells. But how this happens, we don't know. There are at least two possibilities by which reduced levels of TRPM1 can lead to reduced melanin accumulation. One of them is that it could be due to reduced melanin production in cells, or it could be that less melanin is retained in the cells that have lower levels of TRPM1. And our initial results suggest that the levels of enzymes responsible for making melanin are not altered in cells with reduced levels of TRPM1, suggesting that in the absence of TRPM1, melanin is being made at the same levels, but is not retained into the cells at the same levels.
If the melanin isn't being retained in the melanocytes, where is it going? Is it just being degraded, or is it being secreted by the cell?
During the skin pigmentation process, melanocytes produce melanin into melanosomes. These melanosomes travel along the melanocytic dendrite, and then they are released at the tip of the dendrite to neighboring keratinocytes.
So the keratinocytes don't make their own pigment. They get it from the neighboring melanocytes.
That is correct. The mechanism by which these melanosomes, which are cellular organelles, leave the melanocytes and enter the keratinocytes is poorly understood. One hypothesis for TRPM1 function that is consistent with our data is that TRPM1 ion channels are localized at the plasma membrane at the tip of the melanocytic dendrites. And these ion channels regulate the release of melanosomes. In other words, the more TRPM1 exists at the dendritic tip, the more melanosomes are retained into the cells, leading to more melanin accumulation in the cells. The less TRPM1 channels are present at the dendritic tip, the less melanin is retained into cells, and the more melanosomes are transferred to keratinocytes.
TRPM1 then may play a role in the transfer of melanosomes from the melanocytes to the keratinocytes.
That is correct, affecting the skin pigmentation process.
Thank you for speaking with me, Dr. Wansha.
Thank you. It was my pleasure.
That was Elena Wansha talking about her group's research article published in the May 12th issue of Science Signaling titled TRPM1 Forms Ion Channels Associated with Melanin Content in Melanocytes. If you'd like to learn more about TRP channels, check out some of our content in the Science Signaling archives. In 2005, Science Signaling published a review by Craig Montell that addressed the varied mechanisms of action and cell biological functions of TRP channels. Also in 2005, Science Signaling published a review by Nilius and colleagues that covered the role of TRP channels in human disease. There's also a teaching resource contributed by Tibor Rohawks that includes a slideshow and lecture notes for teaching or learning about this family of cation channels. That wraps up this Science Signaling podcast. If you have any questions or suggestions, please write to us at sciencesignalingeditors@aaas.org. This show is a production of Science Signaling and of AAAS, the Science Society. I'm Annalisa Van Hook, and on behalf of Science Signaling and its publisher, the American Association for the Advancement of Science, thanks for joining us.